Abraham, why do some people cling to painful relationships? And is there any point of pain at which you would advise a person to seek a separation from the negative relationship?
Whenever there is pain, we would advise a separation from the pain. That does not mean you must separate yourself from the relationship. It means you must separate yourself from the thought that is bringing forth the pain.
Mm-hmm.
If the pain is coming forth because another is physically abusing or because they are verbally abusing, then perhaps physical separation is the only answer. But if it is coming about because of your remembering of what was said, then we would encourage you to simply give more thought to what you are wanting. And you will find in very short order that you have brought about a great change in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Some cling to that which is painful because they have not taken the time to identify more than one intention, or because they do not understand that they have the ability to attract that which they want through the power of their thought and word.
Mm-hmm.
So many feel vulnerable or victim. And it is not that way. For all comes to you by your invitation of thought. When we say they are not clear about all of their intentions, we mean sometimes one wants companionship so much that they will say, I do not really care who it is, I'm just wanting someone. And in the beginning, that someone is satisfying because that someone satisfies their one and only intention, which is to be with someone.
Right.
But as they are with that someone, and that is now no longer a need, now they are looking for something else, but they know not what. In closing, we would say to you, if you are wanting to be the deliberate creator of your life experience, to look around every day for those things that you want to be or do, or have, and then take time in every day, 10 or 15 minutes is enough, where you can go to a quiet place and think about those things, putting them together in different combinations, just as a chef would mix together ingredients in a kitchen. And as you bring forth clear image of what you are wanting, your inner being will add the power of the universe, and so as you come out of it saying, I have a very good idea of what I am wanting, you will have launched that creation, and then your work is to look for evidence of it appearing in your life everywhere you go. And as the evidence is near you, your inner being will signal you as to that as well, for you will receive powerful positive emotion when you are near that which is in harmony with what you are wanting. It is with great appreciation that we have interacted here upon this recording. We've appreciated your questions very much. And it is our knowing that for all who seek answers regarding creation, regarding deliberate creation, regarding co-creation, they will find their answers here if they are looking for them. There is great love here for you.
Thank you.
We are complete.
And this concludes Relationships and Agreements. This is Jerry, and I'd like to add a tag here. Since this Abraham material was originally received, Esther and I have been presenting Abraham Hicks' Art of Allowing workshops to from 40 to 60 cities a year. And from the materials received during these workshops, we've produced over 500 cassettes, CDs, workshop videos and books, as well as a 365-day planning calendar and study group workbook. If you'd like to receive a complimentary copy of our quarterly journal and compendium of available publications, or more information regarding reserving your space at one of our interactive workshops, please call 755-2299, area code 830, or write to Abraham Hicks Publications at Post Office Box 690-070, San Antonio, Texas, and the zip code is 78269. Also, for an immediate overview of our works, visit our interactive website at www.abrahamhicks.com. That's www.abraham-hicks.com.